This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. The MRF is coming back. I'm David Fair, and the MRF is what many affectionately call the Materials Recovery Facility in Ann Arbor. The recycling plant was shut down by the city in 2016 amid a growing number of safety concerns. Now, Ann Arbor City Council has contracted with Recycle Ann Arbor to get the processing part of the plant back up and running and in the not-so-distant future. So the city will not have to handle its recycling by shipping it out of state and out of town. My guest this morning is Brian Weinert, and Brian serves as Director of Strategy for Recycle Ann Arbor, and thank you for the time today.
Hey, thanks, David.
So this 10-year contract agreement was reached with the city back on July 20th, formally, but I'm sure those conversations and negotiations had been going on for quite some time. How exactly did it all come about?
Yeah, good question. The city kind of unexpectedly was forced to close the facility in 2017, as you mentioned, because of safety issues with the previous operator, and had a hustle basically to find some alternative processing locations for Ann Arbor's recyclables in the meantime, and initially did an emergency purchase order with Waste Management and sent materials to Akron, Ohio, and then put out a more formal bid document that Recycle Ann Arbor successfully won. And under that agreement, which began in 2018, we began shipping materials, basically transferring out of the Ann Arbor facility and sending to a material recovery facility in Cincinnati, Ohio, about 240 miles away. So since 2017, we've been doing our best to keep recyclables moving to a processor that then would market the materials in the region to be made into new products.
And now we're going to look at getting that processing part of the facility back up and running. As I understand it, there will be no upfront cost to the city of Ann Arbor in getting to that place. What kind of investment is it going to take on the part of Recycle Ann Arbor?
Yeah, we're putting up close to $6 million to make the transition, to remove the old equipment and replace it with new state-of-the-art processing equipment that fits within the footprint of the existing building. So we'll be reusing the existing building. We'll be using a few pieces of equipment, including the baler, which is kind of the focal point of the operation, because most materials end up getting baled, compacted basically, before being sent to market. So we're reusing that equipment, but most of the equipment will end up being replaced. Recycle Ann Arbor was able to find the financing for that investment. So the city, as you said, has no upfront costs. We obviously build in a recoup of our capital costs over now the 10-year life of the new contract with the city, but the city did not have to find the capital funds in order to invest and to move the project forward.
And the city will get to retain ownership of the facility itself. How is it Recycle Ann Arbor will recover those initial investment costs and maintain operational revenue through the course of that 10-year contract?
Yeah, so we will be charging the city of Ann Arbor tip fees, basically processing fees, for the materials that they bring into the facility. And those fees will cover all of Recycle Ann Arbor's costs, capital costs, as well as ongoing operating costs. And the city, in return, will receive all of the revenue from the sale of materials coming out of the facility, which is variable, of course, based on market conditions. But they will receive all of the revenue from that. In addition, the city of Ann Arbor has given Recycle Ann Arbor the green light to go out and seek other tonnages from other surrounding communities, private haulers, and institutions in order to basically feed the facility, help us to achieve economies of scale, improving Recycle Ann Arbor's overall economics, and giving the city of Ann Arbor some host fees as the owner of the facility in exchange for giving us access and other communities access to the facility. So they benefit, the city of Ann Arbor does, by us bringing in additional tonnage, and we benefit by achieving economies of scale, which reduces kind of the net cost per ton for us and allows us to provide recycling alternatives, local recycling alternatives, to those surrounding communities, haulers, and institutions.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Recycle Ann Arbor Director of Strategy, Brian Weinert. And Brian, ever since the materials recovery facility was closed, there have been calls to bring it back online by many. The previous contractor was North Carolina-based ReCommunity. When the decision to close was made, there were numerous complaints of safety violations. Workers complained of unsafe conditions. Some got hurt. Some of the equipment, as you have mentioned, was outdated or broken down. As Recycle Ann Arbor considered taking on relaunching the processing work, how closely did you look at the condition of the facility?
Very carefully, and also in consultation with the city of Ann Arbor, and a combination, as you mentioned, of not only of kind of how overused a lot of the equipment was under ReCommunity, but also then the fact that it's been sitting unused for 4 years. Generally, it doesn't help equipment.
Yeah, it doesn't get better that way, does it?
No, it doesn't. I got to fix itself. It actually deteriorates further. So that was why the decision was made to largely remove the existing equipment. Most of that would actually just be sold as scrap. As I said, a few pieces will be reused as part of the new design. We're also really fortunate, Recycle Ann Arbor, to have contracted with one of the best MRF equipment companies in North America, Machinex is the name of the company, and they do MRFs all over North America, and incredibly helpful in how to use the existing space we have and giving kind of the tonnage throughput that we're looking to achieve, which is up to about 30,000 tons per year, 30,000 tons per year. Ann Arbor provides a base of just over 14,000 tons.
A lot of room to work with.
So the opportunity exists with the facility and with the upgrades we're making to basically double the capacity of just Ann Arbor and, as I said, to serve those other entities. So we are working with kind of the best in the business to make that transition to reactivate the Ann Arbor facility.
Is this going to be a single-stream recycling operation?
It will be. So that will be the primary, which is largely residential, but with some commercial single-stream, you know, kind of mixed recyclables. But we will also have the capability to handle source separated loads. So, for example, businesses or haulers that have a pickup for just corrugated cardboard, for example, we'll have the ability to take those materials as well. It can avoid most of the sorting line and be fed, in that case, into the baler and then be shipped off to market. So entities that bring in those source separated materials will get a much better price because it doesn't have all of the sorting capabilities necessary. So it'll be a flexible facility in that sense, although we do anticipate that the majority of recyclables will be mixed or single-stream recyclables.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and our Issues of the Environment conversation continues with Brian Weinert, and Brian is the Director of Strategy with Recycle Ann Arbor. What will the environmental benefits of being able to process these materials locally once again be, and will it be immediate?
Yeah, a good question. We are looking at about a one-year construction timeline, remove the old equipment and then install the new and then do the necessary startup. So we're looking at a July 2021 as the operative date to fully reopen the facility. So in the meantime, we will continue to be transferring materials, but instead of transferring to Cincinnati, Ohio, which is about 240 miles away, we now have an agreement with a facility in Southfield, Michigan, which is about 40 miles away. So we will be saving roughly 400 miles on each trip by sending our materials locally instead of to Cincinnati going forward. So even in this one-year interim period, we'll be doing a much better job of reducing our carbon footprint. And in the long term, of course, we won't even have to even make that transfer to Southfield with our materials. They'll all be processed right here in Ann Arbor. So we've got those kind of huge transportation benefits of having our own facility ultimately. We also retain control over what happens to our materials. What are the markets for those products? And as a local environmental nonprofit, mission-driven, we are looking to secure the highest and best use for all the materials that get collected and also regional markets for those materials. So we're not shipping materials overseas as part of the process. That's a huge value that we also bring in that we're going to be really seeking out the very best end markets for materials and making that transparent to the community. So the community will know exactly where our materials are going and what they're being made into. One of the big problems in recycling in recent years has been the credibility of the movement, with people hearing stories, some true, of materials being landfilled, either surreptitiously or, you know, just a community announcing that it can no longer afford recycling and deciding that it was going to instead send materials to the landfill. You know, it doesn't take much for people to get cynical these days. And to the extent that we can assure people, as has been the case even during this interim period with Cincinnati, that their products are actually being turned into new products, is a huge value we think we're going to bring to the community.
And of course, if you want to look at it from the broader perspective, this does play right into the city's goals of becoming carbon neutral by 2030.
Yes, indeed it does.
Well,
So really excited about how this project now fits into that framework. And pleased to say that Ann Arbor City Council unanimously endorsed the final contract between the city and Recycle Ann Arbor. So we are in a great place, strong community support at the political level and in the community to move this project forward.
Well, let's make sure we talk again before it becomes fully operational and get excited. I can already hear the excitement in your voice. I can't imagine what it's going to be like next summer.
You're right, I know. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for the time, Brian. I do appreciate it, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, David.
That is Brian Weinert, serves as Director of Strategy for Recycle Ann Arbor and has been our guest on Issues of the Environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner and is heard each Wednesday. To access the archive of shows, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.